a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
Cameron Ling not joining us this morning, which is a real shame because he's going to miss this news segment.
Oh, no. What is it?
Sometimes a song, it just lingers. Stuck in your head, word for word. Killing me softly with kids' songs. Killing me softly with shit kids' songs. Ooh. Ruin my Spotify. Algorithm killing me softly with this song.
Oh my.
So.
Oh my, is that what you've been doing all morning?
Yeah, no, okay. Not making that. Getting the songs together.
Okay.
So.
Oh my God, that's amazing, by the way.
Mate. If you've got young kids, it can be a punish.
Yeah.
I don't remember kids' music when I was a kid being as terrible as it is now, and I think YouTube's got a lot to answer for.
Yeah, we used to just sing current songs.
Well, yeah, but also, and there's a bit of that that still goes on, right? And if you're one of these people who are like, oh yeah, my kid likes my kind of music because that's what I like, then let your child have a childhood is what I will say. But get them into like Peter Coombe and the Wiggles and that sort of, you know, Toffee Apple Nice and Licky.
Yeah.
That's the kind of gear that we grew up with, right? These days, any hack can get on and make anything, and then a kid will get, because the algorithm just like rolls through kids' songs, your kid will catch wind of it, and then all of a sudden it's their new favourite song, and you got to hear it over and over and over and over and over and over. You're driving from Lara to swimming lessons in town at the Ark or whatever, and it's, oh, okay. And it's just, oh, well, can we hear that one again, Dag? So.
Oh, my God,
without further ado, I'd like to present to you what is absolutely killing me right now in the world of kids' songs.
So unfair to do to me.
Goldie and Indie just love at the moment. First one is called I'm a Coconut by Coconut Hen, and it sounds like this.
Coconut, coconut, my coconut, I'm a coconut, no one gave birth to me, no, I can't. A tree. No one gave birth to me. I'm a 5 year old, it's me.
Yes.
Sure, I've got a butt, but I'm still a nut. No one gave birth to me. I'm a no gender sweet. It was the kindergarten.
So it goes on.
I don't mind this.
It's like 3 minutes long. Yeah, it's all right, but listen to it 17 times in a row.
No, I like it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's our brains are a little different. Maybe this is why. Hang on.
Coconut. I am the coconut. Hey, I'm a coconut.
Yes!
It's a punish.
Okay.
Right. Okay, so cortisol levels already rising.
All right.
Okay.
You don't like
so,
it. All
okay.
Right.
So the next one, and this is actually probably. So this is an artist called Bongo Cat.
Bongo Cat?
Yeah.
That is cool.
There's no bongo.
Oh.
But that's just the name. But there's a lot of cat. Have a listen to Bongo Cat's take of Upper Tuck. So it's 3 minutes of this.
Is that it?
And then it's an album of this.
Yes.
It goes and it goes
okay.
And it goes.
That's funny for one listen.
Right.
But no, I don't want to listen to that on repeat.
All right. So those are two terrible ones.
Okay.
And I thought for this first installment of Killing Me Softly with Kids Songs, I might bring to you, fortunately, there is one song that Indy loves at the moment, the Spinning Cat song, it's called, also known as Ooh Ee Ee Ah.
Ooh Ee Ooh Ah.
No. But no, not the Witch Doctor. They do love Witch Doctor.
I love
well.
Witch Doctor. Yeah. Is that still a thing?
It's
Witch
still
Doctor.
A thing.
Great.
This one is actually a fair banger.
Oh, yes, I know this.
Yeah.
Because it's on TikTok.
Is it? Right.
The spinning cat sound, but I haven't heard music behind it.
Yeah. It's pretty sick.
I like the whole ninja vibe behind it.
So we crank this one. Down to swimming lessons on a Sunday morning. Here we go.
Oh, the drop.
Here we go. Is that hard style? Would you call that hard style?
I wouldn't say that's hard style, but it is It's hard.
Deep house? No, it's not deep house.
Nah.
No. Anyway,
I'd say that's techno.
So that this is saving my life at the moment. This song, because
cool.
The other crap. But how about we do the Spinning Cat song?
Yes.
But overall,
that's a gateway though, mate. You got to be very careful, because then you'll be listening to Spinning Turtle and then Spinning Snail.
Yeah.
And that's it.
It's all bad. Anyway,
do you reckon Chris will play this on KRK?
Probably not. I'll probably get in trouble for how much of it I've played already. But anyway, that is Killing Me Softly with Kid Songs.
I love that.
It will return next week, no doubt, when I have a whole new set of terrible songs. The Tom, Lingy
and Loggy podcast. Blake Lively, stay with me. We know there's been a lot of chat about her and lawsuits and everything that's going on. She's always in the news. She's friends with Taylor Swift. She's married to Ryan Reynolds. His team from Wrexham, the one that he facilitated, I guess.
Like he owns.
Yeah. They own that, yeah, with Rob McElhenney. Yeah. And obviously that means that she owns some of it. Yeah. They won the other day. So she's been in the news a lot over the past 6 months, to be honest.
Mm.
But all eyes were on her as she posed for photos with Anna Kendrick for their new movie, Another Simple Favor, right? So the premiere happened in New York.
Apparently she got beef with Anna as well.
Well, this is the thing. A lot of people are like, Blake is horrible, and a lot of people have beef with her.
She'd be beefing. I don't understand. Everybody, she's been beloved for the longest time.
I know, and people love to cancel people. I don't know. I'm not getting involved. I have no thoughts or feelings about the matter. Mm. But Blake was there in a floor-length ensemble, as they do. And when you are at a premiere of a movie, I don't know whether you just go for the start of it and then leave, like sometimes we do for movie premieres, or whether they hang around in their nice outfits to the end, I'm not sure. Mm. But a lot of the times they're dressed to the nines and it's gorgeous. And she looks stunning, good on her. But she's getting absolutely trolled online because of a, quote, wardrobe malfunction. She's got body makeup rubbed onto her dress, and it's got like brown marks underneath her armpits
Looks like fake tan. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On the dress, right? Mm. And people are like, "Oh my god, how late?" And I'm like,
"Well, it's like foundation, but it's fake tan or foundation."
And a lot of the time, you have like body, you know, it might be like a moisturizer that's, you know, tanning based or whatever, and it's gone on her. She might be sweating. She might be whatever. Do you know what? More of this. I am so sick of seeing. And, I struggle with it. That's my problem, whatever. But when you see these premieres and everyone is so perfect, like, where's the sweat?
Yeah.
Where's the pimples, the ingrown hair? Like, I need something, you know what I mean? Mm. Now this makes me feel like, yes, we're real people. Yeah. This is not something to be ashamed of. No, this is just, we've all been here. Yeah. We've all had fake tan on our dress. You should see me at the moment. I wore fake tan 2 weeks ago. It's still with me. Mm. I can't get it off. And that's just the way it is. I want to see more of this stuff on the red carpet.
Okay.
I want to see bra straps hanging out.
Mm.
I want to see tans gone wrong. I want to see party, you know, panty lines. I want to see tampon strings hanging out. I want the whole kit. I want to see wings. Oh. I want to see.
I'm down and I can't get up.
I want to see wings. I want to see more cellulite. I want to see real bodies. I want to see real things. I want to see sweat marks. I want to see sweat mustache. I want the whole kit and caboodle. I want to see frizzy hair.
Where's the button?
More.
Where's the button?
Okay, you're right. Yeah, and press the button now. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au. Ma, what's your name? Mama, I'll guess. Mama, what's Dad's name? Trevor or Jeff? It's my guess. It's my guess. Parent trap.
I had no idea you could play acoustic guitar.
I know, I'm quite good. Sorry for that again, everyone. We are playing the Parent Trap right now, guessing.
That's my favourite part of that, this whole game, is that intro and the fact that it's an actual thing that goes on the radio and happens.
I know, and I think every time people must just be like, this is so lame. They are such losers. Like,
no,
I'm so sorry,
mate. Everyone's really impressed. Isn't that right, Amanda from Leopold?
Yes.
Yes, sure. Good Amanda, answer. You have called in today. We're either going to guess mum or dad's name. Who are we guessing today?
My dad.
Dad. Okay. We will ask a question each, then we will guess each your dad's name. We are yet to get a name right, but this is how we play. Go for it, Tom.
All right. Amanda, tell us, what is dad's drink of choice?
I think it's a beer.
Okay.
I think it's gold beer.
Beer? Okay.
Gold, what did you say? Gold?
Yeah.
Gold, for like a 4X sort of arrangement.
Okay.
Queenslander, interesting.
What's Dad's favourite style of TV show?
Style of TV show? Dad's favourite
no,
TV
show? No, not TV. What style of TV show?
That's so niche.
He likes racing.
Racing? As in, okay, I can't ask a follow-up question.
The Formula One.
Formula One racing, okay. All right, beer and Formula One racing.
All right, okay. I am going to go with, Amanda, I think your dad's name is Martin.
No.
Amanda, your dad's name is David.
No.
What is it?
William.
William.
Oh, we had a William last week as well.
Big Willie style.
All right.
There's no Lingy here today. We thought we'd just have a bit of fun with it and go for a second parent.
Yes. Congrats to Amanda, though. She's won a prize. Hang on the line. Yep. We are off to Christy from Newtown now. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Now, mum or dad's name, who are we guessing?
I'll make it easy for you. You can go dad.
Dad.
Go dad.
Okay. Do you want me to go first this
time?
Yeah,
go.
Does your dad ever dunk biscuits into a cup of tea or coffee?
Yes.
Okay.
That's interesting. Now, Christy, tell us, did your dad ever play local sport?
He did, but not in Geelong.
Not in Geelong.
Okay. Right. Sport and dunking biscuits.
I've got an idea in my head. Have you got something's just come to me and so...
Okay, yes.
Right.
So, Christy, your dad's name is Lindsay.
Oh, good guess.
No.
Okay. Hey, terrible guess.
Offensive to all the Lindsays out there, that little giggle you had there. Christy?
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Christy, your dad's name is Phil, short for Philip.
No.
Ah, damn it.
It's going to be so good when we get
terrible at this game.
Yeah, we are terrible.
We are. Who? What's your dad's name?
Jeff.
Jeff, and it's in the song.
Yeah, it is.
It's in the intro.
You do have us there, Christy. We're going to have to give you a prize, my friend. Well done.
All right. You don't play it again.
Yeah, no, let's wrap up the show. Come on, mate, let's wrap up the show.
What's your
to get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6:00.